Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness. Brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Scott Dudley and yeah, we had to dust off all the electronic gear today and hook up the radio and get it hooked up to Todd Cessna, who's somewhere in Greater California. We're not gonna, undisclosed location. But we're gonna have a great show today and want to jump right into that. As usual, this will be available on podcast virtually immediately after the end of the show. Available at kxoradio.org. Click on Let's Talk About It. You can get a short little summary of the podcast, or you can click on the whole thing. And, of course, that can be shared by any sort of link method you choose, Twitter, Facebook, cutting and pasting the IP address will work. So our number is 337-8874, but I don't believe I just said that because I'm talking to a tied-up phone line. So with no further ado, Dr. Todd Cessna is available. Todd, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
I am always glad when the person who should be on radio hold actually responds. That's one less stressor in my life. I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Glad to be on the show this morning.
So, doctor, psychologist, correct?
Correct.
Correct. We're going to talk today about a kind of a unique opportunity. I mean, this is part of Youth and Young Adult Month. And this month we're featuring all sorts of experts, if you will, that are coming on to talk about youth and young adult services because this is kind of a unique opportunity. And we've invited you aboard today and also next week to kind of help frame for us the opportunity that we have and deal with, I guess, why this is such a unique opportunity. Can I say, I guess let me flip it to you because wherever I flip it, you're going to catch it. I know one of the things that we're talking about a lot today in media discourse, if you will, if that's not some sort of oxymoron, is that we have limited government funds, and it's really, really important that we, when we're allocating these funds, we kind of put them where they're going to give us the most bang for the buck. I think we're beginning to realize that, you know, it would be great to pay for everything that we could imagine. But unfortunately, there's no magic credit card at the base of it all to pay for it. And so, you know, for taxpayers and for people who are concerned with human services, we're in kind of a different perspective and place and time. I mean, we've got healthcare reform. We've got the need to put our money where our mouth is in terms of getting results for outcomes. Where does that fit in terms of youth and young adult? How's that for a question?
It's a good question, and I agree with you entirely. Even if there were, as you say, unlimited sources of funds, we would want to make sure we were spending them in wise and effective ways. And so there's lots of... from a behavioral health perspective, lots of research that can help inform the kinds of programs that we offer in the public service system, in the health and human services system for youth and young adults that address a number of the difficulties they experience, whether that is exposure to trauma and violence, the kinds of things that result in kids getting services and support from child welfare systems, or whether it is corrections programs when kids come to the attention of law enforcement and our probation systems, or whether it is difficulty in school and at home and with managing thoughts and feelings that come to the attention of our mental health systems.
So we've got basically all these areas of focus, in terms of human service or even in terms of government dollars, are there populations that are very, very expensive?
Yes. I think the like we see in healthcare, we see sort of a similar pattern in social and human services, which is the earlier we address the needs of kids and families, the less expensive it is and the more successful we are in preventing distress and difficulty, you know, in school and in the community and in homes and families. The longer we wait to intervene, the more expensive it becomes. So it's not unlike, you know, a little bit of proactive health care can be very helpful in preventing, you know, more serious and costly health problems like cardiac problems. It's a little bit like our teeth. A little bit of brushing and flossing can prevent cavities, and a little bit of regular dental care that can fill cavities when they're small will prevent the need for caps and root canal, all of which result when we fail to intervene at the early, you know, at the early opportunity. So it's the same thing with the kinds of difficulties we're talking about.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.